that you want to buy.
Welcome, welcome back to the Business of Personal Brand Photography. My name is Paula Brennan. I am your host. And as you've been listening for a little while, you'll know that I have been on a little bit of a hiatus. Yes, I did head over to the USA and to WPPI to present. And look, to be honest with you, I've been to the USA a few times and I've been to WPPI on a number of occasions too. But heading over to run retreats and present was a completely different ball game. And when I got back, I had lots of family here from overseas. And so I decided to take a little break from recording. So if you've missed me, I'm back. I'm sorry. But this podcast, just to let you know, is actually just produced by me and my team. So it's not like a big professional thing or anything like that. I have a small but mighty team. And so sometimes some things have got to give. And when Paula's very busy doing other things, no one else can make this happen. So yes, I decided to take 4 weeks break, but that's why we're in business for ourselves, right? So that we can do these things. And now I am back. I am really refreshed. I've hit the ground running with lots of photo shoots and had an epic, epic time over in the USA. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, was just some sort of like takeaways that came out from that trip to WPPI and to the USA, and really mostly about meeting other photographers and listening in. I had so many wonderful conversations. I met so many incredible, talented artists and photographers from the, you know, the top of the game right through to the newbies starting out. And yeah, just a truly remarkable experience. I was really lucky to be able to mentor a few photographers during the time that I was at WPPI as well. They put that out to the presenters and asked people to put their hand up. And so I got to sit at the table with quite a lot of you, I'm sure you're probably listening right now, who, it was really interesting to get to sort of sit on the inside of a few people's struggles. And there was kind of like a few takeaways that came to me that I just really wanted to share, because I think a lot of the time when you're working in business on your own, and maybe if you don't have the opportunities to go and connect with other photographers, you can actually feel like what you're going through is your own experience and no one else is experiencing it, especially if you're looking at people's social media feeds. And, you know, we're all looking at the outside in, you know, we project what's the best thing that's happening in our business. We don't often really share the realities of what are going on inside each other's businesses. So I think when you're looking around, oftentimes you can just be looking at everybody's successes, which in turn can kind of make you feel a little bit alone, and maybe not like a failure, but it can make you feel like you're not doing as well as others. And so what I wanted to do in this episode was just share what my key takeaways were from that whole entire experience. Okay, so strap in, let's get going. So the first thing that really stuck out to me as we were away. Now, we were away for 2 weeks. The first week we ran a bunch of retreats, and then the second week was spent at WPPI. And across the board, what I learned is that collaboration is everything. Right. Now, I have an awesome team. I talked about this at the top of the episode. Unfortunately, it wasn't feasible for me to take Jordan, my videographer, and trust me, we missed her at every step of the way. But for this particular trip, it just wasn't an option that we could consider. However, I did invite Alison, who is actually one of my previous students, and she's come on board as a partner with me inside of the education side of my business. Look, I'm a single woman, right? I'm a single mum. So after years of struggling, trying to manage my photography business and my education side of my business, I actually decided to invite Alison in to become a partner inside of the business. Now, I do think that for me, this has been one of the best decisions that I've made. I've made a very clear choice that I always want to remain being a photographer. And as the education side of my business grows, as I get more students coming in, I definitely needed help in a lot of the areas that I was kind of feeling like I was just letting myself down, letting my students down. And so Alison's been able to come in and help me. So she was able to actually come along on this trip, which was amazing, because I get all of the feedback from the students. I'm really lucky inside of my academy that I'm sitting in the room live and I get to hear everybody everybody struggles. I get the personal messages and all of that kind of thing. And oftentimes Alison gets left out of that feedback loop. So for her to be able to kind of meet people that have been listening to the podcast, people that have said that I've helped them, all of those kind of things, I get that feedback. She doesn't always get it. So for her to be able to hear that was really amazing. And of course, Alison's a photographer in her own right too. And so we were able to share the photography experience. We were able to take care of the people on the workshops together. And traveling with her was amazing, and being able to collaborate on shoots. Now, I'm actually going to talk about this a lot more over the next couple of months, because you guys know I do group photo shoot days, I do mini photo shoot days, and Alison and I have actually photographed a few of those together now. And I only messaged her yesterday. I was like, I miss you on my photo shoots, because I love working with other people. And it's so funny, because I've come from a position where, as I said, I've always worked solo in my business. I always believed and wore it as an honor that I could do everything in my business and I could be everything. And I'm learning more and more that it's actually okay to share and let go. So letting go of control has always been sort of something that, you know, over the years has sort of stumped me in different areas. Probably the biggest place that I had to let go of was when it came to like doing retouching and editing. Now I have absolutely no ownership over that process, particularly because I use a lot of AI, but being able to let go, particularly from this shoot perspective, and being able to give co-captain status over to somebody else was a big deal for me, but it's actually been a lot easier than what I thought it would be before, you know, what I thought it might have been a couple of years ago. I always had second shooters on my weddings, but I was still always the captain on the ship, right? So to become co-captain has been an interesting process, but it has been such an enjoyable one, and having Alison along on those photo shoots has been incredible. Now, we were also lucky enough to be able to bring along Melina. If you haven't heard me talk about Melina, she's one of my makeup artists that I've been working for years. I'm going to say probably about, well, I'd say we're bordering on 10 years now, probably this winter, I'd say. And I don't think she would mind saying that whilst we were away, she did have some bad news come her way. But Melina did not let her news slow her down. In fact, she just stepped up completely, and it was just amazing. And the three of us being able to bring together these gorgeous experiences for our retreat clients, but and also just being able to back each other up and just be able to sort of know when somebody needed a little bit of a helping hand and things like that, it was just amazing. So being able to collaborate with my team was an incredibly phenomenal experience for me, because as I said, a lot in the past I've managed things on my own, but having the three of us to be able to kind of back each other up, as I said, support each other, to egg each other on, you know, there was times I'm driving on the other side of the road, guys, so there was times just even having them there to kind of like remind me that, you know, I'm drifting and that kind of stuff, like those sorts of little things. And being able to collaborate and create an amazing experience, one that I know the photographers that came to have their workshop experience with us or the retreats with us, I know that they'll remember that experience for life. To be able to bring that together as a team was phenomenal. Now, I know that as I'm saying this, you might be thinking right now, well, I'm not at the stage yet to have my own team. And please know this, I no longer have anyone on my payroll full-time, okay? I have in previous times, I have had full-time or part-time, permanent part-time staff. I don't have that anymore, but I have always had good people around me to support me, whether they be contractors or just awesome people that I recommend, like the makeup artists, like the stylists, like florists back in the wedding days, or video guys that I used to work with. I've really found that for me now at the stage that I'm in my career that I'm at, is that collaboration really is everything. And an interesting thing came out for me too, is when we were working with the photographers, I found that the integral part of them being able to collaborate on the direction of their shoot was great too. So when I normally do a shoot plan, I don't normally get the clients too involved in it. But this time I was able to sort of go back to the photographers and go, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing here, and I'm thinking of doing that there. And I was able to share the plan. So I was able to collaborate with them on that shoot plan as well, which was really interesting. Most of the time with my regular clients, I'm just sort of taking control of that, because it would be a little bit too overwhelming to let them know exactly what I'm thinking, because look, they're not photographers. They don't get it, right? So for me, that collaborative element from both my team, from working with other photographers and all working together to bring together this experience was amazing. And look, even the ladies that came to the retreat really collaborated to help out and to get things organized. You know, we were all there to support and look after each other. Something as simple as offering to pick someone up from the airport, like that's collaboration to make a greater experience for everybody. And I really think that if you can surround yourself with, you know, like I always use this word, with awesome people and businesses to align yourself with, I think that you're going to have a longer and happier career. And I know I have. So if you're feeling a little bit maybe lonely in your business right now, just reach out, whether it be to other photographers or whether it be to other businesses, and just find ways that you can support each other. It doesn't need to necessarily be have a monetary gain. Yeah. Obviously, when I'm talking about this experience in the USA, you know, obviously it was a profitable one for us, but it was more just about the collaboration that really, really sung to me and that I really, really enjoyed. Now, the second main kind of takeaway that happened for me from this whole USA trip is that photographers a craving connection. Like it just, the word connection just kept coming out at me, right? Now, when I was in my 20s, I used to be so envious of all my friends who worked in like corporate offices. You know, they got to get dressed up so fabulously. They all got to commute in the city, into the city on trains or on buses or on ferries. They'd all go for Friday night drinks with their colleagues. And you know, like at the time when I was doing the weddings, I get to meet like hundreds of people. Let's face it. I was interacting with hundreds of people on the weekends when I shot those weddings, but I didn't really feel like I got to connect with them. It's just a different energy when you're there for work. And as much as you might meet some cool people and you might be sitting at a table with cool people, when you're working, you're always sort of switched on a different level, particularly when you're responsible for something like a wedding. And so on the weekends, yes, I'd meet heaps of people, but I don't think that I got real kind of like connection with those people. It was a little bit sort of superfluous, like, and I'd meet them and I'd never meet them again. Do you know that kind of way? Or maybe I'd meet the videographers, but I'd only meet them once every 2 weeks, you know. It was different to, say, my friends who had work buddies and workmates and work wives and work husbands that were getting to work with their peers or their friends 5 days a week, you know. And I know that there's a lot of issues that come in that corporate environment, but there's such a social connection and a real kind of like heartfelt connection that can come when you've got sort of regular colleagues. Like for me, when I was in doing those weddings, you know, I'd get up Monday to Friday. So weddings would be so busy on the weekends, but on Monday to Friday, I'd get up, I'd go to the gym, and then I'd sit at my desk editing images in my, you know, my Lauder Jane's or something for about 8 hours a day. Okay. And during this time, a lot of the time I'd speak to no one else except for like my dog, right? Maybe my mum. That's about it. I think there's something that needs to be acknowledged here is that our industry is pretty much a solo game. Even though I make friends now, even still when I go to work with my personal brand clients, you know, I think of a lot of my clients as my friends. I just think that it's still really lonely, and it's something that we just need to acknowledge, and something we need to be cognizant on. And when I was interviewing the women on their retreats and asking them why they wanted to do personal brand photography, all of them through some thread of the conversation use that word connection. Like, I just want to connect with other business owners and I want to help them to connect with their audience. Like, it was just this continually recurring theme. And I have to say, when we were at those retreats, it was just so good to sit down with other photographers and to connect with them and to chat with people who are just like you and who just get it. Now, I know that I talked about this like, oh God, was it a few months ago on an episode? And to be honest with you, that episode, I think it's number 72, and I talked about, you know, connecting in a network. That's the episode that has gotten me the biggest reaction so far this year. So many of you sent me DMs going, oh my God, Paula, you are so in my mind. I so needed to hear this. This one's just hit home. I got so many DMs from you guys and emails from you that said exactly this. So if you haven't had a chance to, maybe go back and listen to that episode number 72, because it really touched on this as well. And look, I know that it wasn't just the photographers when we were on that retreat that enjoyed the connection either. We invited local small business owners to come in to model for the folio building shoot days, and they were just as in need of that connection and enjoying it as well. And you know those points in movies where they zoom in on like the main character? I'm not saying that I'm the main character here, but in my story, I am main character. I have main character energy, right? So there was I was sitting at the top of the table and we're all having lunch, and there was groups of women standing over here and the photographer and the videographer over here and another photographer and a couple of the model ladies were sort of sitting over here talking. And I literally, I've got goosebumps when I think and I'm saying it right now. I was sitting at the top of that table and I was just silent. And again, I say this like I can see the camera zooming in on me and just me taking all of this in. And, you know, right in that moment, I just felt completely in flow because I could see that they were, because their hearts were full connecting with other people just like them. Okay. I just felt the energy in the room, and I just knew that that experience that we created was just amazing for everybody. It was just so beautiful, and it's just, you know, lifted everybody's spirits. And it was just that breath of fresh air, I think, that we all need, that perhaps we don't know we need it until we get it. And I know when it comes to going to things like networking or going to, you know, approaching other businesses, it can be so intimidating. And I think post-pandemic, a lot of us might have stepped back and feeling a little bit retreaty and all of that kind of stuff. And I hate to still use that terminology in 2024. I still hate to, but I still think there's a hangover from it, right? So I'm just, again, just I'm just acknowledging here, and my observation was that everybody's craving connection, but the photographers just loved it. And now I'm a massive hugger, right? Like when you meet me, all I want to do is hug you. And it was so funny because every single photographer that I met when I was at WPPI, I'd go up to them and I'm like, I'm a hugger. Is it okay if I give you a hug? And they'd be like, oh, I love it too. And I would just get the most warm embraces from someone I've never met before. And to me, again, that just kind of like distill that down to the same thing. They're just like me. They're just like you. We're all in this together, where we're all sitting, you know, we're working for our clients, but a lot of the time we're spending at home on our own trying to figure this out. And so coming to events like that, where you can get connection with other people like you, whether it be small intimate ones like retreats or workshops, or whether it be those huge big events where you've gone to big conventions and things like that, that connection I think is something that's worth pursuing, and I think it's worth investing. And I know that sometimes the expense, whether it be a money expense or a time expense, can really feel like it's just a sacrifice that you think that maybe you can't afford. But I'm going to say to you, you need to afford it. Okay. You need to find a way to get yourself into rooms with other people just like you. Even if you just start your own meetup or something in your own area, highly, highly, highly recommend. Okay. Now, the last thing that I came away with from this expedition, I'm going to call it, was, and I'm going to own this and say that this is a bit of a selfish one, but I realized that I have so much more to share. Now, you would think that after like 70 podcast episodes, where effectively I'm talking on my own, right? I've created 3 pretty major courses and a bunch of mini courses. You'd think by now that I would have gotten everything I want to share out of me by now, but I actually think I am just getting started. Now, I was presenting a photo walk. So if none of you know what the photo walks are, basically they're called different things, masterclasses, all that kind of stuff. Basically, I had 15 people come along to learn to shoot alongside of me, 2-hour class, you know. And during that, I was so surprised, I have to say. So here I am, and I'm just going to be really honest. I'd prepared this entire demo of lifestyle posing. I went there, like I landed there 2 days before so I could make sure that I did all of my recos. I had researched my locations. I'd mapped out the plan. And I'd gotten everything sorted, and I'd run it in my head a few times. I'd run it in my head that morning. And then when I got there, someone else was in the locations that I wanted to use. And, you know, on the spot, everything had to change. I'm quite lucky that I'm quite good at navigating change, I think, from the wedding days. So I'm fairly nimble and I'm just used to it. But then I kind of like renavigated and I started sort of teaching my thing. And then all of the attendees started asking questions, which is probably the thing that I hadn't anticipated, which was really interesting. I don't know why I didn't, but, you know, I was here, main character energy. But I was like, okay, you're asking questions. And as I was answering on the spot, you know, I was really surprised. And, you know, when you are answering things, you can often get surprised by your own answers. But I was actually enlightened somewhat too, right? So I was really, really surprised. And as I said, I got to mentor some gorgeous souls. And it was really interesting because so many of the questions I was answering and so much of the advice and the tools that I was sharing, I started to realize that there's so much more that I can share when it is an in-person experience. So as much as I love creating courses and I can walk people through the step-by-step thing, I know that what I love, you know, and I get this inside of the academy, but sitting one-to-one in a room with somebody, it was just, I don't know, there's just something about being able to sit inside of somebody's business and to give them personal advice. And I know what I was sharing one-on-one with those people is easily amplified to the audience. So watch this space. I downloaded a bunch of the questions. I've really internalized and I've taken some time. As I said, I've taken the last couple of weeks off recording the podcast so that I could really sit and look at how I can best serve everybody going forward. All of you guys who take the time to listen to this podcast, I value your investment in time in listening. So my biggest goal on this is not to fluff around too much, even though I am a great gas bagger, but I really want to make sure that I'm always delivering value. And so, you know, what came out for me is, you know, I was starting to think, oh, how much longer can I sustain this podcast? I have so much more to share and I met some really amazing people. And so I will be getting some really cool guests coming on to give you other opinions and give you other helping hands. And if you've listened to me interview other people before, I think because of my experience, I kind of know which kind of questions to ask too. So I think that you're going to find that those conversations are going to be really easy really helpful, I should say. So for me, I guess the biggest takeaways, as I said, is connection, it's collaboration and sharing. They're truly the way forward. And when I say the way forward, I say the way forward for me, but hopefully this might have helped you to know that it might be the direction for you going forward as well. And after feeling a little bit locked up recording this podcast here for the last few years and teaching students from across the world in my courses, but all from my office, I just want to get to meet more of you and hug more of you in person because I know that's what we all need right now. So my aim now is to get in person and to connect in person with many more photographers this year and next year. I've taken the last couple of weeks to sit down with Alison and we've mapped out how we can get out and about in the community and serve the community, whether it be my local community here in Australia and even trying to get more abroad. That's the way I think for going forward. I fixed some goals for this. So let's see how we go. Let's see how Paula goes reaching those goals. I've already managed to secure a few of them, so it's very excited. So I also plan to collaborate more to help me achieve these goals because I've really recognized that doing things on my own, not always the best way for me to achieve my goals. And I've really enjoyed that process of being able to collaborate with others over the last kind of 6 weeks. Also, WPPI, it was an amazing vehicle to help me to connect with so many photographers and other companies that I want to collaborate with as well, because I think that I can help to amplify their message. And some of the tools that I use, I just want to get them to you guys more as well, because I know particularly when it comes to things like AI that a lot of people are sitting on the fence. Watch this space. I want to save you time. I want to help you to maximize what you're doing so that you can spend more time doing things that you love, whether it be taking more photographs, hanging with your kids, being there for your partner, going on holidays, whatever that means to you. I want to help you to get more time back in your business. So that's going to be something that I am going to be focusing on going forward. So I do apologize for being absent a little longer than I had planned when it comes to sending this podcast your way. I had planned to come back running and share all about this trip earlier, but I also needed to sit back and just kind of like marinate. I know that sounds weird, but I needed to marinate a little. I also needed to sleep a lot if I'm you know, like, let's say, face it, hello and goodbye Vegas, because it's very exhausting. But I also just really needed to sit with myself and make some changes and figure out how I can be of better service to this amazing group of photographers and this community who not only are in my world, you guys, but also the bigger community at large, because I do think that as a community, when we band together, we can lift each other up and we can make things better for all of us. Because you know what I learned the most is that you're actually just like me. Okay, you want to take care of people, you want to connect with them, you want to nurture them, you want to inspire them, and you want to serve others well as well. I know that you want to show them parts of themselves that perhaps that they haven't seen for ages. You want to do things like help them to have more confidence. You want to collaborate with others. And I know that you want to help others to succeed, and you love to be part of that adventure with them too. And that's exactly what I want to help you to do. And that's what this podcast is about. And lots more of this coming forward. So I can't wait to connect with you again next time.